Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name's Amia. How may I assist you?
Is this Jovial Capital?
We are a third party. Are you calling concerning a charge?
Yes, I am, actually. A fraudulent scam survey charge. I want my money back.
Okay, sir. No problem. One brief moment. Let's see. And just to be sure, if that was a survey that you was taking, did you go over the terms and conditions?
You mean the small print fine stuff that said $2 for a shipping charge for a toolbox after I took the survey?
No, sir. It's never in fine print. It's terms and conditions express more information about the extra charges.
Were they boldly put on the page, or was it a little click that I had to click?
It was a little click you had to click.
Yeah, I want my money back.
Once I locate everything, sir, I'd be more than happy to go into detail about what's going on. What's that zip code? Your zip code?
71403.
71403, okay. Your first and last name?
Robert Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R.
Thank you, Mr. Robert. And billing address for security purposes, please.
273 North Lake Drive, Anacoco, Louisiana, 71403.
Thank you for that information. So, reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for the Craftsman item. With you taking that survey, terms and conditions also express that you will be automatically subscribed to ByteHub, provides recipes to help cut sugars and
No, calories. Actually, there was no bold print of any sort in anything
Sir,
that I saw that said that I was making a subscription.
I do not want to frustrate you at all. This is just what we do. I do want to help you get this resolved. We can reduce it down to $20 a month if you would like
no,
to.
No, we can
time.
Reduce it back to replace my money, or I'm going to report you to the federal government.
No problem, sir. As I expressed once before, I am trying to assist you, sir.
I understand that, but
protocol.
You keep wanting to get the money. I want my
no,
money back.
Sir,
there was
that
nothing
is not.
In bold print that says that I was making a membership. It says I was paying $2 for shipping.
Okay, so yes, I can most definitely go ahead and cancel the account. There will be an email confirming the cancellation and also the process of the refund, which will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Just a minute, please.
No problem.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 920-700-177. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you very much.
No problem.